This is Matt Wells with UN News. Sexual exploitation occurs very rarely, but it's an almost existential issue for the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, which is committed to tackling the scourge, the agency's Deputy High Commissioner said on Tuesday, announcing measures that are designed to encourage victims to come forward, including a global telephone hotline. Kelly T. Clements said that the number of reported cases of abuse has doubled among its more than 1,000 international partners in the last year. This shows that what UNHCR is doing is working, she told Jens Renner of UN News, adding that people now know where to go to raise the alarm.
Sexual exploitation and abuse and sexual harassment, these are areas of sexual misconduct that we in the UN Refugee Agency have been looking at prevention now for many years. But we've intensified our efforts in the last few months in response to certainly the increase in number of allegations, wanting to have a much better way where we can prevent both sexual exploitation to be better serve and protect the people that we are serving as an organization, but also behaviors and workplace behaviors in particular amongst our personnel. The two for us go hand in hand. Today we talked extensively about the aggressive strategy and action plan that we're undertaking as an organization. We have appointed a senior coordinator for sexual misconduct, and she's pulling together parts of the organization. I lead an emergency task force of directors, for example, where we are taking steps. We launched yesterday the Speak Up line for UNHCR personnel around the world to be able to step forward, to seek information, to be able to report and ask questions on what they are seeing with regard to sexual misconduct and where they can go for help. We need to become stronger as a humanitarian and development community to be able to better protect the people we are serving and each other. The message from the top is that there is zero tolerance.
You're talking about all the different people who work for your organization, and you also mentioned in the press briefing that you have a lot of partners, I believe over 1,000 different agencies.
Yes.
How do you keep track of that?
So what we're seeing is increased reporting. We still think that there is underreporting, so there's more that we can do. But increased reporting between 2017 and 2018 in terms of the allegations that our Inspector General's office is following up quite aggressively. The difference between 2017 and 2018 already until the end of August is more than doubling of the number of allegations against those people working for the partners with which we have financial arrangements. This, for us, means that what we're doing is working. It's not just about UNHCR, but it's about the broader humanitarian community to make sure that people know where they can go if they have allegations of sexual misconduct, and that there is increased confidence in the system and in UNHCR in particular in terms of follow-up and investigation, of which we have strengthened significantly.
So the increase in number of reports is a good thing.
In my view, it's a very good thing. I mean, one case is one case too many, but the worst thing we can do is when there is a transgression for people to not report, to not step forward, to not have confidence that we're going to take it up and do something about it. And the increase in allegations actually represents that there's increasing trust and confidence in the system.
You mentioned that you have another initiative, a network for senior female leaders to meet and share experiences. Can you elaborate?
Actually, we had our global representatives meeting in May of this year that the High Commissioner led, and I took the opportunity of that occasion, that meeting, to bring all of the senior female representatives that we have around the world, as well as our senior directors in Geneva together for a conversation, how we can establish a much stronger network to be able to model good leadership, to be able to lean on each other, to be able to mentor young mid-level female staff and male staff in terms of future leaders of the organization. And that has become a network that we expect will grow. It also feeds very much into the Secretary General's gender parity goals, of which UNHCR and the High Commissioner is absolutely committed, and taking steps towards both in terms of recruitment and retention of people in the organization.